Welcome to the beautiful James F. Beninga Theater in the Center for Civic Engagement on the UW Marathon County Campus. It is our live broadcast on the Wisconsin Public Radio Route 51 concert with Becky Barksdale, brought to you by the Great Northern Blues Society and its Blues in the Schools program. I'm Glenn Moberg, among the people who are making this possible today, UW Marathon County Dean Keith Montgomery, Theater Manager Chris Berg, Mike Tatro, Mr. T of the Great Northern Blues Society, our executive producer Rick Ryer, our on-air producers Janice Schleiss and Jane Ritger, UWMC's Tim Buchholz, and the students and teachers who are here today from D.C. Everest, the Wausau School District, and UW Marathon County. As we explore this iconic, uniquely American art form known as the blues, and also talk about the importance of music and the arts in our public school curriculum. Becky Barksdale was born in Port Arthur, Texas. She lists Freddie King, Bessie Smith, and Janis Joplin as her influences. She played guitar and sang for the iconic blues rock band Canned Heat, and she was also the lead guitarist for Michael Jackson's 1993 World Tour. She has been inducted into the Gulf Coast Music Hall of Fame. She will be headlining the Blues Cafe this Saturday, March 11th at the Rothschild Pavilion. Would you please welcome bassist Jim Anton, drummer Luke Perry, and Becky Barksdale.
I miss you, baby. I miss you, babe. You were the best thing I ever had. I miss you in the morning, even more late at night. Oh, baby, what'd you do to wrap me up so tight? Wrap me up, baby. Wrap me up. Wrap me up, darling. It's been dizzy. It's been too long. Another day of waiting by the phone. If I could hear you talking, then I know I'd be all right. Baby, what'd you do to wrap me up so tight? Wrap me up, baby. Wrap me up. Wrap me up, probably a little early for that. You It's not diamonds, it's not gold. What you got, baby, goes straight to my soul. So come on back, darling, catch that midnight flight. Do me like you do to wrap me up so tight. Wrap me up, baby.
You're listening to a special Route 51 Blues in the Schools concert with Becky Barksdale, live from UW Marathon County in Wausau on Wisconsin Public Radio. Becky, you were born in Port Arthur, Texas. What got you interested in the blues?
I just played with a lot of local bands in that area, and I think that's what happened.
Where did you learn how to play guitar like that?
It was all by accident. I just got a little guitar when I was about 12 and just loved it. Played it in my room all the time.
Your grandfather gave you an old Kmart guitar, right?
Yeah, I think it was made out of plywood.
And the advice to aspiring musicians is start with a good guitar. Becky is the exception because a lot of people get discouraged with bad guitars. Well, there have been a lot of great guitar players from Texas. T-Bone Walker, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Albert Collins, Lightnin' Hopkins, Billy Gibbons. We could all go all the way back to Blind Lemon Jefferson and W.C. Handy. But you list Freddie King as one of your influences.
I started listening to his music and just love his playing. We listened to a lot of it, actually, as we were traveling up here.
And your biography also lists a couple of vocalists, Janis Joplin and Bessie Smith.
Yeah, well, I think we're from the same hometown, so that sort of influenced me in a way that she was a little bit older than me, but went to the same high school and all.
Really?
That.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And Bessie Smith, she was so iconic.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
You played with Canned Heat.
Yes,
speaking of icons,
I'm
a great blues
alive.
Rock band.
I'm still alive.
And, if you watch the movie Woodstock, if you grew up in the 60s like I did, they were the very first thing you heard on that album.
Right, and I just want to point out I'm much younger than those guys.
And you were also Michael Jackson's lead guitarist in his 1993 world tour. How did that happen?
I'm not even sure. I'm not really sure.
What was it like playing with him?
It was really wonderful. It was a great experience. I mean, to be right next to him when he was doing his thing was pretty special.
What was Michael Jackson really like? There's your stereotypical interviewer question.
And he was actually a really nice guy, just a wonderful person. Different.
And then you were the first artist also signed by the House of Blues recording company.
Right.
And you've done music soundtracks. Let me go through the list here. Mission Impossible 3, Straight Outta Compton, Terminator, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, and others.
Yeah, I just love music. I love all genres of music, so it keeps me busy.
What is your approach to recording? You've got a CD, the 2120 Sessions, that got really good reviews.
Oh, great. Thank you. It just depends on that record. I kind of approached it like some of the songs I wanted to have more of a live feel, so we actually did it with a live band and recorded it. And there were some that I had a lot of fun in the studio, like doing a lot of different kind of production ideas and trying new things and kind of pushing. Some of these, it's all classic blues covers, mostly by Willie Dixon. And It was just really fun to kind of push the boundaries of blues and try to see where you could go with it. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, one of the things that I had a real privilege of doing when I was a TV reporter in Chicago, I covered Willie Dixon's funeral.
Wow.
And it was the coolest thing. They started a procession from the Loop and headed right down Martin Luther King Boulevard to Operation Push headquarters. He was amazing.
Yeah, Chess Records.
Indeed. Yeah. What is it, 2120 Michigan?
2120, yeah, that's the name of the album. So that's kind of a tip of the hat to Chess.
And you've even done a Lionel Richie cover, Easy, as hard as that is to imagine.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a lot of fun, actually.
Well, tell me about these two guys you're playing with on stage.
Well, they're Lucas from Duluth. And Jim is from Minneapolis by way of Massachusetts, Boston. So,
and you've got a keyboardist when you headline the Blues Cafe in Rothschild,
right,
who couldn't
George,
be with us.
George will be joining us, so we're going to be one more louder.
As if we need it. What is it about the blues? The blues has been around for more than 100 years now. What makes it this iconic art form? Why do people still listen to it? Because it really isn't played an awful lot on commercial radio stations.
I think because it's kind of the foundation of a lot of modern music and a lot of rock music for sure. In fact, when I was auditioning thinking about getting the Michael Jackson job, people were like, you're a blues player. But it really was very similar. I mean, the only thing that was different was kind of the tone and the sounds that you use. But the fundamental thing of music is blues. I just love it. It's my thing. So
I love it too. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Becky Barksdale Band.
Under my head, but look out, baby, that ain't where it's at. You know that I'm just a little bit wild. That sweet southern hospitality doesn't always come so naturally, baby. You know that I'm just a little bit wild. You knew it when you met me, but you tried to look the other way. Yeah, baby, come on and give it a try. Now, leave me out of hand and let's see what you say. I don't like to play real clean, a little rough around the edges, but never too mean, baby. I'm just a little bit wild. Bit wild. Well, I tried to keep it under my head. Look out, baby, that ain't where it's at. You know it. I'm just a little bit wild. Oh, babe, I'm just a little bit wild. Oh, babe, I'm just a little bit wild. Yeah, babe.
You're listening to a special Route 51 Blues in the Schools concert with Becky Barksdale, live from UW Marathon County in Wausau on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Glenn Moberg. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from Viterbo University, dedicated to preparing students with science for the technical needs of nursing and values for the ethical challenges of the profession. Learn more at viterboisnursing.com. Support also comes from attorneys Sturgill and Long, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and the Michigan Upper Peninsula. Information is at 888-613-0600.
You are listening to a special Route 51 Blues in the Schools concert with Becky Barksdale, live from UW Marathon County in Wausau. On Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Glenn Moberg. Let's look at the Blues in the Schools program now with Mike Tatro, the infamous Mr. T of the Great Northern Blues Society. Mike, tell us about this idea, Blues in the Schools. How did it come about, and it has grown over the years?
Well, I think it actually was started by the Blues Foundation in Memphis. It's a nationwide thing that a lot of blues societies do to try to get younger folks involved in this blues music that gave birth to rock and roll. I mean, that's where rock and roll came from, blues. So it's an interesting thing to get out there.
As Muddy Waters said, blues had a baby, they called it rock and roll. And you brought some great musicians to Wausau. Greg Koch last year, Bobby Misano the year before that, Joe Bonamassa, and here we have Becky Barksdale.
That's correct. We try to bring in, you know, the best bands we can. There's a lot to choose from. And these artists don't get a lot of opportunities to play live shows anymore. You know, in the days of internet everything, you know, it's the venues for live music are few and far between.
What do they get out of playing for young people and bringing their art into the schools?
Well, I think, what do the artists get? I think they just get the enjoyment of spreading the word, the gospel of the blues, you know, to let people know, you know, where the music came from and, as I said before, try to get the younger folks interested. And, you know, bands like the Black Keys, you know, there's a lot of bands out there, Led Zeppelin, Allman Brothers, Rolling Stones, obviously, that are very blues-oriented music. And the kids aren't aware of that.
The Great Northern Blues Society also donates a $2,500 scholarship each year.
Well, what we do is we give, in the area, we give five $500 scholarships to different schools in the area. And that all is predicated by the success we have at our show on Saturday. You know, if we do well at our show, we hope to expand that program. You know, and we do what we can. We do at least one Blues in Schools event, and we also do the scholarships each year.
Well, that's a good segue. We've got the Blues Cafe coming up this Saturday, March 11th, all day long at the Rothschild Pavilion. Tell us about the lineup.
Well, we've got a pretty spectacular lineup this year, I think. And it starts, the doors open at noon, music starts at 1. We start off with Joanne Parker from Minneapolis. She's actually from Mellon, Wisconsin, up by Ashland, but she's a great singer compared to Etta James type singer. The second band is Jimmy Nick and Don't Tell Mama. Jimmy is a little of a wild man. He'll be running all over the pavilion. He might be up in the balcony before he's done, but he's a real animated guy. Third band is Ghost Town Blues Band, which finished second in the International Blues Challenge last year. Six-piece band, trombone player, saxophone, keyboard player, kind of a New Orleans Allman Brothers player to him. Southern Jam Blues Band. Then we got Brandon Santini, who won the International Blues Challenge a couple years ago. A younger guy, plays great harmonica and just a spectacular player. And we headline with Becky Barksdale. We'll be coming back as our headliner. But that's not the end of it. In between main stage acts, we also have a great guy coming in from Florida. Bing Futch is the guy's name. He was the winner of the Best Guitar Player contest in the International Blues Challenge last year.
So he'll be playing acoustic?
Yes, he'll be playing acoustic by the fireplace in between main stage acts. And the thing is, he doesn't play guitar. He plays a dulcimer. He plays a laptop dulcimer.
Wow.
So I'm expecting him to be the surprise of the show.
Big lineup. Again, that's the Blues Cafe this Saturday, March 11th at the Rothschild Pavilion. People want to get involved with the Great Northern Blues Society. What do they do?
Well, at the show, you can sign up as members. Our website address is up here, gnbs.org. You can sign up on there as well. We'd like to get more active members to help us put on these shows because there's right now there's probably about 10 people that do this, and sometimes we get spread a little thin. So it would be nice to have some help.
Mike Tatro, Mr. T, the Great Northern Blues Society. And blues in the schools is all about the schools and students, so let's talk to one. We've got James Klinger here. James, you are a student at UW-Marathon County. You major in guitar.
Yep.
Tell me what your influences are. Do you play primarily blues, jazz, classical, rock and roll?
Rock and blues. I like Deep Purple and like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and stuff.
And you've got your guitar with you. You've got an Epiphone SG. Mm-hmm. And your instructor, Tim Buchholz, tells me you're really into Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I like Clapton.
What do you like about him?
I just like kind of like putting backing tracks on and just like kind of jamming out with him. Just like pretend I'm on stage with him or something like that.
I hate to say this, but I did this 50 years ago. To old Cream albums. Mm-hmm. Do you like his tone? Do you like his phrasing?
Yeah, I like how sharp his sound is. It really stands out. I like how he just his phrasing, I guess. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Well, James is going to grace us with some live music here. He is going to sit in with the Becky Barksdale Band and do a slow blues number, an old B.B. King standard called 3 o'clock Blues.
Here it is, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can't even close my eyes. Clock in the morning, I can't even close my eyes. I can't find thank you. James, everybody. Let's hear for James, yeah. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm still here. I'm still here waiting on you. In the morning, and you know I'm still sitting here waiting on you. You were gone out dancing, baby. But I know the dancer, it closes at 2. Closes at 2.
James Klinger. Wasn't he great? We're going to bring out some of the educators and some of the other students here. Let's bring out Tim Buchholz and Joe Finnegan. Tim, you must be very proud of your student.
He's doing a great work here, yeah. Great job as a music major.
Now, you're used to working with a lot of different musical art forms. Your jazz vocalists are legendary in central Wisconsin.
I enjoy jazz music a great deal. It's a lot of fun. It allows for a lot of creativity, and its roots, of course, are in blues music.
And that's a question I was about to ask you. Why the blues? It is such a raw, emotional music, and a lot of people don't give it its due as a serious art form.
Oh, it absolutely is. As Becky was saying earlier, it's the root of so much of our American music, including jazz and rock and roll, right? And it allows, the blues just allows one to express so much creativity through the simplicity of its art form. There's so much variety and so much that one can put into the music.
Tim Buchholz of UW Marathon County. Let's bring out Joe Finnegan of DC Everest. Joe, you brought 40 students with you here today, and your predecessor, Ted Aristat, last year told us that blues is a deceptively simple form of music.
It's a beautiful form of music, but deceptively simple and very creative. Yeah.
What do your students get out of this experience?
Well, they really get to explore lots of different kinds of music for jazz, because it's not just blues, it's not just swing. There's a lot of different kinds of jazz. So when you say jazz, we're talking about lots of different forms and kinds of music.
Funding for the arts and funding for music in our elementary, middle, and high schools is threatened right now. Anytime school boards have to make cuts, that seems to be where they cut. How do you respond to people who say music just isn't as important as math or science or the so-called serious subjects?
You know, music really touches every area of the student's learning. It's not just music. It touches their science, their English, their math. All forms of learning comes through music, and as well as expression, which is not learned in a lot of those other subjects.
Let's bring out a couple of your students. Joe, let's bring them out. Come on out, folks. I think they like what Joe had to say, and they like the students who are here. What's your name?
Ian Baton.
And Ian, you play an instrument. What do you play?
Yeah, I play percussion and a little bit of bass guitar as well.
You have a question for either the bass player or the percussionist here today?
Yeah, what do you think was the most important thing or skill that you learned when you were, like, starting out as a young musician?
I'm sorry. I was more concerned with you knocking the guitar over. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
What was the question?
What was the most important thing you learned as a percussionist starting out?
Don't let your guitar player get his guitar knocked over. No. Time. Purely for a drummer, are you talking about? Yep, just time. You've seen this answer probably. I don't know if you read, do you read Modern Drummer or see any of the magazines? A lot of times you'll see drummers interviewed and they talk about, you know, it playing for the song, and it's kind of a cliche, but it's really, really true. There are guys that are way, way more amazing than I'll ever be. But, you know, if you're working, that means that you show up on time and you just good time and you play well. There's no secret to it. So,
Luke Perry of the Becky Barksdale Band. What's your name?
My name's Duncan Kofel.
And what do you play?
Saxophone.
Saxophone. Do you have a question for anyone from the band?
I do. For the whole band, actually. Kind of. Awesome. I like that. So I noticed when you and many other blues bands play, they use a lot of emotion and feeling, as they should when it's a powerful genre. So my question is, when you're playing, do you believe that emotion and feeling affects what you play?
Becky?
Wow, that's a tough question. Yeah, it does. It really does. It's... You know, and the different songs have different emotions attached to it. Like, there's a lot of blues songs that are sad, and there's some that are really happy, but they still have that kind of emotion to them. And I think, too, a lot of the thing about blues, we were actually talking about this last night, is it's such a call and response kind of form of music where the audience gives you as much as you give them, and that, I think that's one of the things that makes blues music so special, because it's a, kind of almost a participatory, that's right. A tough one at 10 in the morning, participatory sport, you know, where it's like I actually play different on how the audience is reacting to what I'm doing personally. I know that's true.
And it's a musical art form that you're making up as you go along.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, it's a lot of improv. So it is a lot to do with the audience. It's the more I play, the more I realize that it's sometimes more about that than what's happening here.
All right. And I think we've got time for one more. And what is your name?
Allie Cotton.
And Allie, what do you play?
The trumpet.
The trumpet. Question for the band?
What were the biggest hardships you faced entering such a competitive industry as young artists?
All right, we're going to let Becky handle this one again. Becky, yeah. Your biggest hardship?
The biggest hardship in?
As you were learning how to play and you were trying to get established as an artist.
I don't know where to start with that. The biggest hardship.
Pick one. Pick.
I think just sort of seeing the big picture of music instead of focusing on what you're doing. You know, I think in the beginning you're really, really focused on your instrument. You're really, really focused on getting all the right notes, and you're really focused on your ability. And then once you get that down, I think the big hurdle is to realize and be able to see the big picture of the entire piece of music that you're playing and how you fit into that, and kind of take the focus off yourself, which you need in the beginning. But at a certain point, then you realize, okay, now I have that. Now I need to get this big picture thing. If that makes any sense at all.
It makes a lot of sense. Becky Barksdale, let's hear it for the students at DC Everest and our educators. I'm Glenn Moberg. You're listening to a special live Route 51 Blues in the Schools concert at UW Marathon County. We're going to take a short break on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-Law.com.
You're listening to a special Route 51 Blues in the Schools concert. Live from UW Marathon County. I'm Glenn Moberg. The blues means a lot to me. Back when I was in high school, I had a chance to see a lot of great blues musicians. I saw Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Albert King, Cream with Eric Clapton, Corky Siegel and Jim Schwall. And it's made a big difference in my life. I still love to play the blues. And it is a pleasure, a distinct pleasure, to be able to play with this lady today, Becky Barksdale.
No. nothing like a party out in the Gulf Coast rain. Say there's nothing like a party out in the Gulf Coast rain. If you want to throw a wild hug, do it in a hurricane, babe. That's why I'm going back to Texas. Yeah, I'm going back to Texas, darling.
I'm going back to Texas.
Going back to Texas.
I'm going back to Texas.
Oh, I'm going back to Texas.
I'm going back to Texas.
Yeah, I'm going back to Texas. Baby, don't you want to go? Everybody, come on. I said I'm going back to Texas.
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 Well, I'm going back, baby. Don't you want to go? Y'all making me homesick. Going don't you wanna go?
Becky, I think we got room for one more tune after this, but I've got to ask you, what's next? What's next on your agenda?
Well, Saturday, we're playing at the Blues Cafe. And that's it.
Let me ask you a serious question about the blues. As I said before, this isn't the kind of music that gets a lot of commercial airplay, but yet it has managed to survive for 100 years, and people like you keep moving it forward. What's the secret to that, and how do you get young people in particular interested in this as an art form?
I think just to expose people to different kinds of music, and I think just exposing people to different genres of music that they might not normally be exposed to, and then, you know, if you like it. What's interesting is a lot of people who play music all, you know, for their entire life, towards the end of their career, they typically start playing a lot more blues, so it's something that you know, once I think you're familiar with it and you listen to it and you kind of understand it, that's I think that's it. That's the key.
That's it, Becky Barksdale. Becky, thanks so much for being with us today. We want to thank today's guests, Becky Barksdale, Jim Anton on bass, and Luke Perry on drums. Thanks to UW Marathon County Dean Keith Montgomery, our theater manager, Chris Berg, Mike Tatro of the Great Northern Blues Society, our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producers, Janice Schleiss and Jane Ritker. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, And until next week, we are heading out of town. Wisconsin Public Radio is a proud sponsor of the Young Irelanders, an eclectic group of traditional Irish artists performing at the Grand Theater, downtown Wausau, March 17th. Details and a chance to win tickets at wpr.org/central.